Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Last time that I checked, it was five chains on my neck.
Clippers win 117-102 over the Blazers in Portland. Welcome back in. This is Clippers Talk. I'm Adam Osland. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. But you know the music. You know the song. You know the theme song for Clips and Dip. That means we're doing some double dip here on Clippers Talk, and we got Will Updike on. Why? Because the Clippers won. Not only did they win, they won in style, going away late, winning by 15 on the second night of a back-to-back. Will, what was the most encouraging thing or takeaway for you in this one?
It has to be, for me, the way the Clippers came out in that second half. First half definitely looked like the first night of a back-to-back. Clippers were getting out hustled. I don't think it was a lack of effort, but it did feel like a lack of legs maybe for the Clippers. But that third quarter where Eric Gordon overcame a pretty meh performance in the starting lineup in that afternoon game against the Wizards, and then Paul George, who got off to a rough start, basically doubled his scoring output from the first half in the third quarter. So I was really, really happy to see that. Overall, this game, you know, Clippers led wire to wire, never gave up a lead. And while, you know, once again, they are playing a team down a significant portion of their rotation, this to me a little bit felt like a game of what we thought this Clippers team would be, right? With those kind of margins where even when things aren't going right, they still have enough talent and enough depth to kind of steamroll over these lesser teams. And it's just a bummer that we're seeing it so late in the season, but it is still encouraging that those Clippers are still there, right? Like what we thought we were going to get from this whole season long, like that identity and that core is really still there. So I think that is very, very encouraging.
And while the Blazers are a lesser team, they have a great, great player in Damian Lillard. And I believe I brought this up on Clips and Dip, but the 2-1-3 connection, they have wrecked him over the years. He goes 4 of 17. Anthony Simons goes 6 of 15. And the Clippers hold them to 19 points in that fourth quarter. I just love seeing the if you hold it up to the mirror against what they did in the fourth yesterday, the contrast there is very different. They gave up 20 more points in the fourth to the Orlando Magic. Tonight, just 19 points to Portland.
Yeah. I mean, that was great to see. Another game where sort of an offensive-minded center is going off, but I believe in this one that was definitely by design. Huge game from Nurkic, though. But yeah, the Clippers have kind of always had Damian Lillard's number. It makes sense. You know, this team, very wing-heavy, playing against these offenses that are, you know, driven by smaller guards who don't really provide a lot of resistance on the other end of the floor. Damian Lillard, 21 points, I mean, well below his season average of what I think he's scoring like 30 a game.
Yeah, 32. Yeah, it was
wow.
And he struggled throughout it. You mentioned Nurkic. He had 13 of his 23 points in the first quarter, but I think you're right. That was a guy they were willing to let get going, as long as it wasn't Dame and it wasn't Anthony Simons, and neither of them ever found really a hot shooting streak or a stint throughout this one. I thought Ivica Zubac was a big part of that. He had a well-defended play against Damian Lillard to end the second quarter, but overall, like we've seen recently with Zubac, he's just been so good in the paint and really one of the difference makers defensively for them.
Oh, I agree 100%. I thought offensively too, his footwork has looked really good, which leads me to believe that maybe he was playing through something that was kind of nagging at him, and he's gotten, you know, and that is, he's back with full health. But defensively, I mean, you know, we talked about the Clippers skid and how crucial like Ivica Zubac was to some of those losses, and having him back, it can never be too soon for the Clippers. This was a great defensive game for Paul George to me. I thought, you know, especially with all he did in that game against the Magic, you know, putting up 30 points, he still scored near 30 in this one, just a point shy. But what he was doing defensively, I thought was incredible, especially on the second night or day of a back-to-back. I don't know what you call it. If one is afternoon and the other's night. I guess that's like a midder or I don't know what to call it.
The Mr. In-Between back-to-back. Paul George had two of his four steals in the fourth quarter. I agree with you. It looked like he said, okay, I don't have it going with my shot. I'm going to find another way to contribute. And through his defense, he kind of found a rhythm offensively. He had, I want to say, 10 points in the third quarter alone. And he had that steal after missing a couple of gimmies at the rim where he took it away from Portland and then had a two-handed dunk. And I think he had a sigh of relief there, just like, okay, I see the ball going through the rim a little bit. I'm finding my offense. And once again, he took more shots than Kawhi Leonard. That's always a good sign to me.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, we've heard that from him before, too, right? Like, playing well defensively when he's in a slump definitely gets him going. It gets him into that mindset of where he feels more in control of the game. It's just one thing to say and then another thing to do it, and to do it on the second night of a back-to-back, like I said, I think is extremely impressive, and it does bode well for how the Clippers can finish this season, which is going to be a tooth-and-nail dogfight to the end.
How about your guy, Eric Gordon, Mr. Basketball? 7 of 9 from the field, 4 of 5 from distance, 20 points, 3 of those 4 made threes coming in the third quarter. And then he got to the basket in the fourth quarter. He's been instrumental in a lot of these wins post-All-Star break. Really, he's had his hand or his imprint in, what are they now, 5? Are they 5-5? No. This is game 11 now. So are they 5-6 since the All-Star break? Yeah, because they had a 5-game losing streak. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Gordon has been incredible. And, you know, he was perfect from three in that third quarter. Really helped the Clips pull away from this one with ease. And, you know, what he provides defensively, like, while not a defensive stalwart, like, you know, Kawhi or Paul George, he does have a defensive skill set that definitely, you know, it helps to run out these leads on other teams. I'm really curious to see, like, how he and Mann fit together once Norm Powell is back in the lineup, because you have another guy very offensively gifted, not like on the same level as Eric Gordon defensively. So you have some sort of interesting things there. And, you know, we know that Ty Lue is one to definitely play to the matchup. But I'm a little bit curious to see what that's going to look like moving forward. We talked about, you know, Charles had some concern about Norman Powell re-entering the lineup. And I don't have concern for Norm specifically just because of how defined his role is. I'm just curious to see the sort of like butterfly effect around the rest of the rotation with that.
Yeah, no doubt. I want to ask you about something that a caller brought up and Law Murray wrote about earlier today regarding Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers just being overly reliant on him recently, where they've only won 3 of the last 17 games where he didn't play. And that just wasn't the case in past seasons. There were only, with him missing an entire season, 5 games under 500 total without Kawhi, including the postseason and the play-in last year, going back the last 2 seasons. But this year they've really struggled without him. And my point is just this, like, it can't just be about one guy holding your identity together. It really can't, because he's not going to be able to play 48 minutes a game in the playoffs. Other guys have to step up. So I guess, how do you see that, Will?
Well, I guess I do have a follow-up question, which would be, how many of those 17 losses did we not have a legitimate backup center to soak up some minutes in those? I agree. You can't just wait on one guy Although from what we've seen in the postseason time and time again, if healthy, Kawhi is going to be that guy, is more than willing to be that guy. I think that I do think that the bigger problem is having to lean on him so much in the regular season. But you know, those 17 losses, 3-17, I mean, you take away the best player on any team, you know, arguably what, at least a top 10, maybe top 5 guy in the NBA from a team, they're not going to look so good. And I do agree, like I said, I think that the leaning on him in the regular season could present some, you know, challenges with longevity, but I do think they've done a really good job of sort of ramping him back up, managing his minutes to an extent in games. And yeah, once the postseason comes around, like Kawhi is going to ask, like, I don't even know if it's a conversation, like he's going to be that guy. And I think seeing him ramp up, well, it's not ideal to have to lean on him so much. And like I said earlier, you know, we thought our depth was going to be able to wade us through a lot of these waters and these games that have, you know, we've ended up losing close ones. We've ended up getting, you know, double digit losses to some, you know, much lower competition. But, you know, overall, like that is the guy. That is sort of the on-court identity of this team. While maybe not the vocal leader, he is very much a lead by example. And I think, you know, some of those games where guys are a little sluggish, especially, you know, when we have these terrible first quarters where teams just explode on us offensively, I think without Kawhi on the floor there, you don't see the guys round into form in the same way.
No, and my point, you know, isn't to go against the thought that obviously, you know, Kawhi Leonard is the most important player on this team. He's the number one option. He's the one, if they win a championship, that is going to have to lead them. My warning, I guess, is that he's kind of been the guy since January playing otherworldly basketball like it already is the playoffs. And they're still only 28-15 with him this season, and they've had multiple long losing streaks with him playing that well. That's what's a little bit curious to me. He's been that good 50-50-90 since January, and they still have lost a lot of games really they shouldn't with him on the floor. So other guys, you know, and Paul George knows this, and he's been playing much better as of late, but there has to be a support system there too, and Paul George has to play like a 1A, 1B, like the best number two option in the league, right?
No, I agree. Guys do need to take over the reins a little bit more, and I do feel like at times when this Clippers offense is at its worst, I do feel like it's four guys standing around watching Kawhi, or, you know, like one pass things into an ISO. And that's just asking him to do way too much work. So I definitely do agree with that. I think also there was just from last season, you know, as excited as we were about like what the core of this was, I mean, now a lot of that has changed post the trade deadline. Mm. And I think coming into it, we saw that guys were having a lot more trouble taking over games in the way that we'd seen them do before. Certainly Reggie, you know, even Lou kind of went through a slump and had some things. Terrence Mann, his, you know, I think he's in a much better place now, but I think where we started the season and the multitude of ways he was being used, I think that that was really tough. Batum, you know, came into this season shooting a lot slower than what we had used to be seeing. And I do think the lack of a backup center is really a legitimate thing, and how difficult it was for the Clippers to win games, even against lesser competition, if, you know, one or both of Kawhi and Paul George were out. But I do think that that is trending in the right direction. I do think around Kawhi, who, as you mentioned, has been incredible since January, Paul George is getting up there too. I feel like he's definitely starting to peak at the right time. And around them overall, I do feel like there's guys who are a little bit more ready to take over games. And whether that just be they're being utilized in the right way now or they're just more comfortable on court, TBD. But I do think that, you know, if the supporting cast was playing at the level we've seen for the most part, you know, later in this season, I do think that looks a little bit different.
No, great points. He's at Will Updike on Twitter, does it with the Clips and Dip podcast with myself and Chuck Mockler, and we'll have a tripod for you coming out tomorrow. Will, thanks for coming on tonight after a Clippers win. We're expecting you to come on when they win, so Chuck isn't happy about this, by the way, because I told him the other night after they lost, you know, I hope I don't talk to you for a few more weeks. That means the Clippers keep winning, and I'm talking to Will. I don't know. He's wondering who his agent was, and I told him maybe it was Will Updike. I don't know. Will, thanks for doing this. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Later, Adam.
866-987-2570. Final phone calls after the Clippers win 117-102 over the Portland Trail Blazers in Portland. We'll preview Tuesday's game against OKC, and you'll hear from Eric Gordon as well next here on Clippers Talk on AM570 LA Sports. If you'd like to hear more from this episode of Clippers Talk, just search for it. Yeah, we're out there. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeart. We're on a lot of different platforms, too. And it was like a 50-minute show. You'll hear from Noah Eagle. You'll hear from Dan Craig. You'll hear from Eric Gordon and callers. Sometimes I argue with them. It's cool, though. It's all love. Clip Ganger, don't bang.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.